23, Ezekiel 38, 39. Look, they're all there. He's going to come back. Matthew 23, Ezekiel 38, 39. Look, they're all there. Every sign is apparent right now. The only thing I fail to do every now and then is go outside and look up.
Welcome, Electric Other. To the end of the end. You're an invited guest. Even if you didn't pay to get in. WZBC. Jury rigging itself out of Newton. Lo, these many moments, count them going back, count them going forward. If you want to go count them, would you please step outside and sign up, please. Do not come back here. 90.3, but you already know that. I've been to college, man. I know what I'm talking about. I know the lay of the land. Turtle Island. I know what I'm talking about, man. New Metaphysics. Gary Geiselman right here. Been to college. Authorized for radio broadcast. Of course, I have not been to broadcast school. Must admit that. And I am not an employee of CBS Radio. Or the Dutch conglomerate. Or that guy from down under. Or the guy over in Redmond. Not an employee from any of those. At least I haven't gotten any checks lately. Let's put it that way. Begin transmission. Vector pointing to the right. That's towards the future, and neural speak, if you will. timeline was. I'll explain later why all of you are status quo people. Very straight. At least I had a little rap on that earlier in the week. I think I forgot it. If I remember it, I'll wrap it on later. So there are signs of life in the universe, I think. I mean, here in America, we know there's life in the universe. Occasionally we have glimpses of it here in the status quo land our forefathers killed and pillaged for. At least yours did. I don't think mine did. My father's Jewish. I don't think he did a lot of shooting with a handgun or anything. He wasn't in Murder Incorporated. A businessman, if you will, who did not go to NYU. Did go to Brooklyn College for about a month, however, I believe. Passed up buying into Lum's in Miami Beach, where hot dogs are cooked in beer. And is not a... If he were alive, his estate would not be worth millions now. I can attest to that. So, with those words of character revelation, so you'll know who I am, following theatricality tonight, we will begin our plot line with some more character development. Maybe a hint or two of plot. In Act 1. And then, of course, Act 2 is plot like you wouldn't believe, leading to the Ark, not of the Covenant, although I guess so. Forecasting imminent denouement of Sam in Act 3, where we rush into plot at the expense of everything else, except employee salaries and phony bookkeeping. Westwood style. And then we blow up the enemy camp at the end of Act 3. This CD player we have, you have to pedal it. And we don't have 20 gears either. So if there's occasional dead air, it either means I hate you or I'm getting tired. Well, enough with character development. Let's get down to some more ambience around characters, forecasting the movement into the fourth dimension. And then busy plot work. Of course, I may give up this theatricality thing real soon. It's destroyed Hollywood movies and driven the audience home to the TV for quality writing. But you lemmings keep going to the movies, because this is America, land of the harvest, fun having. Turtle Island, where fun is had and forever sought. I mean, we were founded by the Pilgrims. They were the bedrock. From thence onward, it's hedonism. Ever onward. And the birthplace of Gary Geiserman, the United States of America. Proud happenstance that was, too. So, we've had our acts 1, 2, and 3. We're all done. Now we can begin with bona fide, low-brow, but high-concept entertainment. Only the finest for you. Here on subscription cable, ZBC, non-for-profit radio broadcast. hopefully on the internet, unless blood is shed. Can the House of Chaos go on the internet? Because in 6 months, everyone will be on, and everything I said about it will be true. And we'll still be broadcasting on one lung. And the only people picking us up are those down Beacon Street. That little tunnel down Beacon where the ZBC signal goes. And a few pockets here and there where some weird freak person listens to it regularly. That person probably has a very strange hobby. Well, enough science. Let's get back to the disintegration of all we've known in our lives.
Because he's going to come back.
Well, so you're just waiting around for him to come back?
We're trying to wake up his people. Because if he came back today, there are literally millions of white professing so-called small-c Christians that are going to get trashed.
You haven't been invaded by aliens brought in by the Yehudi, the children of darkness, to destroy you in the final battle. You have over 11 divisions of Vietnamese brought in against you, 8 divisions of Cubans, 11.5 million illegal Mexicans. They're bringing over 1,000 Soviet Jews into this nation per month to be commissars. They already have them in.
1,000? What happened to 11 million Mexicans? There's 1,000 Jews they're worrying about?
To their computers. You know, the Jews destroyed Christian Russia. You know that. I'll tell you that. Everything's set up against you. In the Battle of Armageddon is the United States of America. The United States of America.
Watching TV, but the TV was on, and I was on the side, but no one was in the room yet, and I don't know what station it was, but they were doing a time frame, and it was just about the trip to McDonald's, and it mentioned something about the time frame.
The following program deals with controversial issues. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information. Yes, I am. May we have.
the child.
Mentioned a time, but the time was about 9:40 that I had not seen him, and OJ said that he said, "No, Cato knows that I was in the house."
What did he say to you?
That was it, Cato. You know I was in the house.
Early days of his campaign would prove to be the most memorable. Edward Hickok Collins had peaked too soon. He returned home to the palace, but he was never quite the same. Eddie's confidence dropped after Kansas City. He had other big moments, like attending his Yale class reunion football game and dropping his pants and dashing along the sidelines when Yale scored against Harvard, but each one of these episodes led to jail and more hospitals, where a stream of Nembutals and shock treatments left Eddie struggling to keep a hold on his mind. It's strange when you think about it that nudity would exact this kind of retribution from our society. Stuck to his vision of the world, his one big idea, that a naked man is a free man and should be allowed to be free. The last I heard of him, he moved back home to Baldwin, Long Island. Eddie began liberating the neighborhood cats and dogs of their leashes, their choke chains, and their flea collars. That's the thing about a messianic vision, about one big idea. If you follow it to its logical conclusion, you don't know where you'll end up. Eddie ended up reading to his cats and dogs. Good old page 201, Catcher in the Rye. The dogs and cats listened. They were animals. They had no problem with the F word. Nudity came naturally to them.
Into the ocean, the layers of mystery, or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. And everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me.
Out to lunch. I thought they were nuts and hung up and obsessed and had nothing really intelligent to say.
So tell me a bit about when you first entered their world. in the early weeks or months that you really started dealing with these people. What are they like? What are they like as a group?
Well, some of these people meet the Hollywood casting version of an unhappy obsessive. Some of them do. They're very unpleasant. They have weird idiosyncrasies. They're insistent. They're shrill. And you just think, this is one unhappy camper. And I want to get out of his personal space as quickly as possible. Having said that, I've met a number of people who are involved in the Clinton scandals who are very happy people, who are engaging their talents fully.
Dr. Bassett? Well, where's the patient?
I hated to drag you out of bed at this time of night.
Will you let me go while there's still time?
You'll soon see why I did.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Make them listen to me before it's too late!
I'll listen to you. Let him go.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Hill from the State Mental Hospital.
I'm not insane!
You recall telling Grant Kramer that the defendant said to you, "Oh, thank God, you can tell them I was home all the time."
Listen, doctor, you must listen to me. You must understand me. I'm a doctor too. I am not insane.
Right,
I am
right,
not insane.
Right, now, suppose we just sit down over here, Dr. Bunnell, and you tell me what happened.
Message from my nurse. I'd hurried home from a medical convention I'd been attending. At first glance, everything looked the same. It wasn't. Something evil had taken possession of the town.
In light of the substance and the source of the allegations that have surfaced in the last 48 hours, I would like to reassert my innocence and reiterate that all the charges against me are false.
It's a grex.
A what?
G-R-E-X. That's when two different species cross-pollinate and produce a third completely unique one. And listen to this. Epilobic. From the Greek epi, upon, and logos, upon. Many of the species are dangerous weeds and should be avoided.
Dangerous?
In the garden. See? Look how quickly it roots. Their characteristic rapid and widespread growth pattern was even observed in many of the large war-torn cities of Europe. Indeed, some of these plants may thrive on devastated ground.
Why don't we go up to Vail for the weekend? Fly up Friday, hmm? Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
I said it. The Cato knows I was home.
That's what he said?
That was the... Overruled.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
And your response was?
That I didn't see. And go in the house because I went to my guest room.
Don't Showing any enthusiasm for anything, my brother Charles would always say, "How perfectly goddamn delightful it all is, to be sure." Very often, whenever I'm with him, it revives that real keen awareness of that, and this being very removed or, you know, extremely separated from the rest of humanity and the world in general, which I kind of like. I like that feeling. Perfectly goddamn delightful, though.
Norm?
Norm speaking. Norman? This is Mr. Eddie Vedder from accounting. I just had a power surge here at home that wiped out a file I was working on.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
Gee.
Right, well, my BLT drive on my computer just went AWOL, and I got this big project due tomorrow for Mr. Kawasaki, and if I don't get it in, he's gonna ask me to commit Harry Carey. Yeah, well, you know these Japanese management techniques, son.
Could you, read me the number on the modem? It's a little boxy thing, Norm, with switches on it. Let's my computer talk to the one there.
212-555-4240.
Thank you.
so-called American Indians, Latinos, and blacks come from a genetically mediocre stock.
Yak, yak, yak.
Being aware of racial division.
Get a job.
And I am. Say I'm a...
Experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Hey, what? Zero. No, wait.
You can sit at home and do, like, absolutely nothing.
Right, he told you he only had $100 bills and he needed a $5 bill for the sky cap. What did you do?
I gave him 20.
You gave him a 20, was it a $20 bill?
Yes.
And you gave him the $20 bill, did you put it in his hand? Did you put it in his hand?
Yes.
Could you see both his hands?
One hand, sure, but I could see both hands, yeah.
Bleeding or cut on either hand?
No.
What time was it when you left with him to go get something to eat?
Approximately 9:10.
About 10 minutes after 9, was that?
Yes.
As the defendant drove, sir, were you able to see his hands?
It's my cousin.
Wilma? What's the matter with her?
She has a... well, I guess you'd call it a delusion. You know her uncle, Uncle Ira?
Sure. I'm his doctor.
Well, Miles, she's got herself thinking he isn't her uncle.
How do you mean? That they're not really related?
No, she thinks he's an imposter or something. Someone who only looks like Ira.
Have you seen him?
He just came from there.
Well, is he Uncle Ira or isn't he Uncle Ira?
Of course he is. I told Wilma that, but it was no use. Please, would you stop by and have a talk with her?
Well, Sally says that I'm booked up for the afternoon, but why don't you ask her to come in and see me?
I'll try.
Substance and the source of the allegations that have surfaced in the last 48 hours, I would like to reassert my innocence.
Something wrong with the baked potato. Either the sour cream is phony or the chives or the butter.
I'm really sorry, Matthew. I got up on time. It was Jeffrey.
When did the mad dentist get up to this time?
I don't know. He was just weird.
It's crazy. All dentists are crazy.
Are you late?
No.
He was weird, not the way he usually is. Something was different.
Well, that can only be an improvement.
Well, it's not. It's got me really nervous.
Tell him to shape up or get out.
It's his house.
Make him an offer. Let me show you something.
And reiterate that all the charges against me are false.
Okay, like 4 hours. I'm just messing around in there. Finally, figure out. And it's a bank. Right? Okay, wait. Okay. So it's a bank. So, this morning, look in the paper. Some cash machine in, like, Bumsville, Idaho spits out $700 into the middle of a street.
That's kind of cool.
That was me. That was me. I did that.
You did this from your house.
What are you, stoned or stupid? You don't hack a bank across state lines from your house. You get nailed by the FBI. Where are your brains, in your ass? Don't you know anything?
Stupid, man. It's universally stupid.
You guys always think I should know everything. You never tell me anything. All right, right? All right, what are the three most common used passwords? Love, secret, and sex. But not in that order, necessarily, right?
Yeah, but don't forget God. System operators love to use God. It's that whole male ego.
Look, you want to be elite? You got to do a righteous hack. None of this accidental shit.
Yeah, you want a seriously righteous hack. You score one of those Gibsons, man. You know, supercomputers they use to, like, do physics and look for oil and stuff?
Ain't no way, man. Security's too tight. The big iron?
Maybe, but if I were gonna hack some heavy metal, I'd work my way back through some low security and try the back door. Yeah, but, oh, man. Wouldn't you just love to get one of those Gibsons, baby? Mmm.
Yo, who ate all of my fries?
Joey?
What? No. I didn't touch your fries. I did not touch your fries.
Cereal man, you owe me a pack. That was him, man.
You suck. Hey, man, you need to lay off of that shit. What are you doing?
Why don't I hit you?
A mass hypnosis of some type, possibly. Who knows?
Well,
that's a pretty long stretch.
But that would mean that somebody had to have forced all these people into some kind of hypnosis that would plant these images in their minds.
Identical images.
Yeah, identical. Yeah. So one of the Linda's funny remarks is to say that people say she was hallucinating, but she said, "How come so many people could see my hallucination?"
Yeah, and see that woman in that nightgown under that spacecraft must have been a sight that just is beyond describing.
Yes, it certainly was. Well, it tore up a lot of lives. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this was something outside the range of possibility for virtually everybody who was a witness. And I think that now with the political campaigns on, we see photographs and video footage of Secret Service agents. You see them around the political candidates, and you see their eagle eyes and the way they're trained to observe a crowd and so forth, with the idea that these are people who are trained to take care of any eventuality. They have plans to take care of everything. And here are people who are not Secret Service, but are something of that role, seeing something that they are totally and absolutely unprepared for. And this, of course, strikes at the very heart of, in a way, of their manhood, their sense of self-esteem.
They're very threatening.
Here's something they didn't know whether they should be trying to shoot at this UFO or trying to rescue the woman. How do you rescue somebody who's floating off the ground in the middle of the air, 12 stories up? You know, they're position was totally untenable.
You think it's true that if you think you're losing your mind, then you're not? Well, I hope so. I know this is going to sound insane. Jeffrey is not Jeffrey. I know. I mean, on the outside, Jeffrey is still Jeffrey, but on the inside, I can tell that there is something different. Something is missing.
What?
Emotion, feelings. He's just not the same person. Really, you know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, no, I
don't
want to happen. What are you eating?
I'm not hungry.
I'm not. You can eat outside. It's a beautiful night.
Take that meat there, will you? Get the cleaver and chop it up. And hand me some of the ginger, the stuff there that's chopped up there.
One balcony. We ate lemon drops.
Is where the battle shall be fought. We have 600,000 people that have come into the United States as illegal aliens, and it is felt that every other one of these people is actually a traitor to the United States. Backpack nuclear bombs, 65-pound nuclear bombs that they will use as blackmail against the United States to force us to surrender.
You see, there's a terrible war approaching us, my friend. It's coming at fantastic speed. Military knows that there's a force of at least 35,000 Viet Cong operating in the wilds of British Columbia. We know that there's another force of between 30,000 to 40,000 North Koreans in Baja, California. We know there's another force of between 60,000 to 70,000 thousand Mongolians in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. And incidentally, by the way, that invasion force has the largest horse herd anywhere in the world. Specially bred horses that are bred not only to travel very rapidly over very rough ground, but to carry a big load of up to 700 pounds on their back. So you see, folks, we're facing something that's very, very serious. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize how far down the drain America has gone and how serious the situation is. Folks, we are not playing Boy Scouts. We are not playing a game. We're in the opening stages of World War III right now. The only thing is, the shooting hasn't started yet.
His coughing would diminish, and then everything would be quiet again, and we would go on with the meal as though nothing had happened. One Friday, my parents went out, leaving my brother and I alone serve ourselves and grandfather. Mom left the fish warming on the stove, breaded sole. The breadcrumbs only helped to conceal the bones. When the inevitable coughing began, my brother and I just sat and looked at each other, not moving. Grandfather's eyes got wide. His face became contorted and red, his arms flailing about. Raced to the kitchen and back with a flat heel of pumpernickel. Grandfather reached out for it convulsively. But I handed it to my brother instead. And he back to me. Grandfather pitched face forward onto the dining room table and then back, knocking his chair over, pulling the tablecloth, silverware, mashed potatoes, fish, stewed tomatoes with peppers and onions, all of it on top of him. Heaped on the floor behind the table, he looked like the My brother took the incriminating pumpernickel from my hand and stuck it into Grandpa's fingers. I think at that moment my brother and I became accomplices forever. Don't ever say a word about this, he said. Just go to bed and pretend that you're asleep. The next morning, my parents explained to me that Grandpa had gone away on business and had left me a very special kiss goodbye. Are you out of your mind?
I'm sorry, Dave. The guy said it was an emergency.
I don't care what the story is. I'm on the air.
Anything you say, I'll...
Enough talk. Let's hear our theme all the way through tonight. Until Wednesday, then, this has been Etc., and I have been your host, David Stabler.
Eight minutes of theme?
Who called?
I don't know. He said he'd call back.
I'm going to tape it home for Wednesday. Maybe for from now on. Blinking lights, urgent telephone calls. I'll mail you the cassette.
Hey, Dave. You know nothing gets past me when you're live. The guy said it was an emergency.
There is no emergency. Can't wait till I sign off.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What's the difference?
If you don't mind hanging around, I'll buy you coffee.
I've got another appointment.
Mother
time, okay?
Okay, Dave.
You want to know something else? This is really weird. I went to see his sister Nora to talk to her about it. But I couldn't. I stopped myself.
She changed too.
Do you think I'm crazy?
No. You want to go see my friend David Kibler?
The psychiatrist?
Not like that. I mean, you talk to him, I mean, he will put things into perspective for you.
I'm not crazy.
No. I'm serious. He would eliminate a lot of things. He would eliminate whether Jeffrey was having an affair, whether he'd become gay, whether he would had a social disease, whether he'd become a Republican. All the alternatives, all the things that could have happened to him to have made you feel that he had changed, something that he was doing. You know what I mean?
Nothing happened to my brother, I'll tell you that. All very sane. All very, very normal. Back in the 50s. Where I am still hopelessly locked in. Strapped down. IV in place. By the book. Must be a way out of here, as has been said, and I will find it. This I vouchsafe to you. Thought I'd use that word. But you see, a big part of me wants in. Big time. I have to integrate these private vectors askance upon the land. of my birth, and other kinds of things. Just watch out for the little blue fuckers, however. Every family's got the bogeyman. And I don't mean Bogart. ZBC, Anna Newton. I get to say into Mike every Thursday night. For your perusal, I submit an original radio screenplay every week. Landed from the belly of the beast onto the beaches of our fair civic city. The land of our foremothers and fathers. Shining to the sun, casting nary a shadow on the American land. Where OJ is, Tiger is white, and I am not. Go until 2, or if permeable substrate, we will merge through, numinously landing upon the other, and onward thence again. Namely, till the wee hours, for you morons out there. Never went to college. Unlike myself, the college degree I have.
She is.
Which means
she's real because you're seeing her in your mind.
I can't go to college. Get out of this mess. My life has cast me upon where I have cast myself. Been having a severe psychic shock this past week. Somehow gave up blaming in a big way. And have been very sad about it. Sad indeed. And of course, a big tidal wave of psychic storm thrust upon the beaches of me, threatening my very life, it seems. However, I went up into the big eye in the sky, the weather channel. I ionized myself. Got into the double tetrahedron time-space machine and spun the fuck out of this and gained a little objectivity in the business. Saw around the storm. I saw the parameters of it. I objectified it in therapy speak. And I'm feeling better with each passing day. Just thought you'd want to know.
See, what we're talking about here is an organism that imitates other life forms, and it imitates them perfectly. When this thing attacked our dogs, it tried to digest them, absorb them, and in the process shape its own cells to imitate them. This, for instance, that's not a dog. It's imitation. We got to it before it had time to finish.
Finish what?
Finish imitating these dogs.
Don't
Yes.
See any injury to them?
No.
Any bleeding from either hand?
No.
Who paid for the food?
I paid, but O.J. gave me the money.
His hands, have you paid for the food and gave you your change?
Yes.
Drink from the either hand?
No.
Theorists. The main event of the Clinton presidency is the death of Vince Foster. The official version of the facts of Foster's death concludes that on July 20th, 1993, Vince Foster drove himself to Fort Marcy Park in suburban Virginia, parked his car, walked to a secluded spot, and shot himself. But as Philip Weiss found out, there's another version of the facts, meticulously cataloged in another document, an unofficial one.
The most important event for me was reading the Sprunt Report, which is a classic of sort of, call it conspiratorial literature, but it's a study by Hugh Sprunt of Texas, Farmers Branch, Texas, outside Dallas, of the record in the Foster case, and it's brilliant. And when I read that, I realized that the questions that these people have raised about the events in Fort Marcy Park are not trivial and not nuts. They are serious, good investigative questions.
Prikkeldraad. Stacheldraad.
Their sense of self.
Well, and I think it's quite clear in reading their letters that your description is accurate. We've got a caller. I haven't asked for callers, but certainly welcome them. We want to get this information out there tonight. Dick in East Boston is on the line. Dick, are you still there?
Yes, hi, good evening.
You're on the air with Bud Hopkins.
Mr. Hopkins, hi. I personally don't believe any of this, but a number of questions. According to what you're saying, were any of these people retrieved?
I'm sorry?
Were any of these people retrieved? Were they brought back?
Oh, yes, they're always brought back.
Okay. Secondly, you said that the ship went into the East River.
Yep.
Was it like some, did you conjecture it was some kind of a sub-meridian craft?
Evidently it could do that, yes. Now these are, I should point out about the retrieval and going in the East River. We have thousands and thousands of abduction cases, and the people are always retrieved, always brought back. And we have hundreds and hundreds of cases of UFOs that are seen going into the water or coming out of the water. So those are not features of this case. Those are features of the phenomenon in general.
Mr. Hopkins, I'm holding in my hand, sir, a copy of Skeptical Inquirer magazine, which November-December 96 issue, which I subscribe to and which I'm sure has crossed swords with you. I have on page 6 is an article about the penthouse showing of a alien creature.
Yeah, okay, well, let me... Dick, let me suggest that we're getting a little off the track here. We've dealt with that on this program before, if you've listened. That picture has been revealed as being a hoax. It's a movie prop.
And we've done that. I was the revealer of that on a program with Bob Guccione, as a matter of fact, on CNBC, so there's no problem.
Yeah, your point is well taken, Dick. We have to take a break now. So thank you, Dick, again for calling, and please do continue to listen in.
What I'm telling you may be the wisest thing I've ever said, or it may be totally wrong. And that roughly is our predicament. The words that come through me may or may not be of use to. Whoever you think you presently are. We need to have a lot of compassion.
Yeah, I'll do this. This should be good. Plus, I get to see how I've changed.
Something that is interesting is all your dates that you have brought have only come once, yes?
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's kind of a mystery to me. Maybe it was demanding too much of them. Maybe I was wanting them to be more of this female than they wanted to be with me.
Get more in your feelings.
They felt afraid, I think.
Of what?
I guess of themselves.
Okay. Stop being enlightened. What are they afraid of?
Feeling?
You are describing yourself.
What were they afraid of? It just seems like they were afraid of themselves, of something inside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to.
And what is your part in this?
Well, it must be the same for me. I must be afraid of things in myself.
So why is it that your female runs away? Look at that. Your male...
Oh, won't let it...
Your male keeps coming and says, okay, you can come along to the female. But make sure she doesn't keep coming back, right?
Right. I guess I only want to feed my male side.
Could be.
Or I only,
It is something for you to look at. Yes? You do not need to understand every ramification.
One feeling I get about this male-female problem is that I only... one way I use this male to to control the female is by thinking that things exist only in terms of a male.
Mm-hmm.
And that if, for all those other things that have to exist in other ways, I think they don't exist at all.
Mm-hmm. For example, what?
Like in playing jazz and trumpet. To go beyond my conscious control of the instruments, like I can't do it because it's, I lose consciousness of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll forget part of the, I'll just black out.
Ah, so it's either or, and you cannot find your gray area.
Right.
Yes, that makes sense.
Taking a fast and so forth. But it is a single procedure. It is a procedure of reception and release. The failure of health is the failure of the cycle of reception and release. In other words, it is coming into condition of being toxified and enervated.
And that 50% of the time I'm wrong. And I don't know which 50% it is.
Take
so that what I'm telling you may be the wisest thing I've
much
ever
into ourselves
totally wrong.
That we can't assimilate.
That roughly is our predicament.
It collects in us. We accumulate it, you see. This is not just gross food, it's all of our experience. And the more toxified we become, the more full of accumulations we become, the more obstructed in our feeling attention we become.
Whoever you think.
And therefore, the less energy. We are.
We need to have a lot of compassion at this point for our own predicament. If you're going to see love in another being, you must first see love in yourself. The place I live in now is pretty far out. Doesn't seem that way to me, but when I think about it from the framework of who I used to be when I was a psychology professor, I think I'm crazy. And all the rest of it, all of you and the stuff and the tables and the floor and the trees and the automobiles and the pollution and the birds, behind all of the stuff, you try to get high. You want to bliss out.
But even the most insignificant computer there.
None whatsoever, Frank. Quite honestly, I wouldn't worry myself about that.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Hal. Fine. Thanks very much. Oh, Frank. I'm having a bit of trouble with my transmitter in C-Pod. I wonder if you'd come down and take a look at it with me.
Yeah.
See you later, Hal.
Huh?
people, all recognizing each other. Something was passing between them all, some secret. It's a conspiracy, I know it.
There can't be a conspiracy.
Matthew, I'm telling you, something is going on here. Something that scares me. I tried to see Jeffrey today, to talk to him. He's always in his office in the morning. It really was weird. Jeffrey was meeting all sorts of strange people. Things were being passed between them.
And none of them were people you knew?
I didn't know any of them.
Well, maybe they were patients of Jeffrey's.
Oh, no, no, Matthew. I know they weren't. I followed him all day from one end of town to the other. And everywhere he went, he had these meetings with strange people. Felt so stupid sneaking around spying on him. But I can't talk to him. What can I do?
Okay. Well, Kibner will be able to explain something.
I don't need a psychiatrist.
Just forget that he's a psychiatrist. Just think of him as a very intelligent man, which is what he is. It's a book party. He's a celebrity. He's very famous, and you will really like him if you just forget that you think he's a psychiatrist.
I don't know. Matthew, I've lived in this city all my life. But somehow today I felt everything had changed. People were different. Not just Jeffrey, but everybody. Yesterday it all seemed normal. Today everything seemed the same, but it wasn't. It was a nightmare. It really became frightening. It was like the whole city had changed overnight.
About the English Camel Corps. Did they?
Mm-mm.
They're trapped in the desert. In the Sahara Desert. They've been surrounded by Rommel for 40 days and they've run out of food. And the captain comes and makes an announcement to the men. And he says, "Men, I have some good news for you and some bad news for you." And one of the men says,
"Oh, wait, you have told me this one."
Can I tell it to you again?
Oh, no.
Watch the door.
They're coming. Help. Help. They're coming. Listen to me.
Please.
Euronext, we're in danger. Please, listen to me. Something terrible. Please. Euronext, here they are. They're already here. Help. Euronext. They're coming.
Had done something. The policeman will help.
To do a puppet show. I was favorite story.
Oh, boy, a puppet show!
Gentlemen, dinosaurs, and teddy bears. Presenting the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yay!
One day, Goldilocks was walking in the woods. You could tell by her look she was up to no good.
It's Mr. Snuff.
I know.
Listen, I want to ask you a question. Are you ugly?
No, I'm beautiful.
Well, now listen, the reason I ask you that is because I was watching Oprah the other day and they had the program on phone sex. And every one of those girls was ugly. So I'm asking you, are you ugly?
No, I'm absolutely, positively gorgeous.
You're beautiful.
Yes, I'm beautiful.
Well, that doesn't make sense. How can a slut be beautiful, you know? I mean, the Mona Lisa's beautiful. The Statue of Liberty's beautiful. The Grand Canyon, the first day of spring, the new fallen snow. That's beauty, but a slut is just slutty, right?
You know?
Yes.
Did you miss me?
Kind of.
I missed you. You know, I really opened up to you. I've opened my heart up to you. I trust you.
You do?
I do, absolutely. And now it's time for the good part.
I'm scared.
Well, I'll be quick, and you'll be much happier when it's over.
You're not happy now, are you?
No.
You're not happy because you're a fox slut, right?
Right.
So say that.
I'm a fuck slut.
No, no. I'm not happy because... Say it.
I'm not happy because I'm a fuck slut.
That's right. There you go. But you're going to be much happier when everything is said and done. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put your head in the bag. We're going to tie it nice and tight. We're going to tie it nice and snug. And then I'm going to give you the fuck of your life. I'll do that for you. And then it's lights out.
Oh, no.
Lights completely out.
Why are you doing this to me?
That's none of your fucking business.
But you have to make it my business because I want to love you.
Don't you contradict me. I don't need anything from you. You understand?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay. Good. We're going to spice things up. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come to your apartment and we're going to do this for real. How does that sound?
Because you can get the script, you see.
Baby,
and you can bring it in this world.
Please,
the color of money.
Don't you fucking perform.
I'm not. I just want
don't
to
Don't you feel. Fucking perform for me. I don't want that bullshit. Okay? I do the performing.
I'm not performing for you.
Now, what are you doing?
I just want to... I just want to love you.
No, I don't want your love. I don't need your love. I have enough love. I have plenty. Do the left of us.
Hello? Hi there. This is lovely. I just got another wild card. Can you do me a favor and send me somebody who's, really sweet right now?
All right, sit tight. I'll call you right back.
Okay. But, Hello?
Hey, I'm out on the corner. I was wondering if you needed anything. You know, maybe some Haagen-Dazs, or how about a dozen of those long-stem red roses that you love so much?
Look, why don't you just leave me alone, okay? Hello?
Well, guess what? They're out of the green bags, but I got the blue, and they're the see-through kind. Is that good?
You know what? That sounds really, really good, baby. I think you should get those green baggies and come on over.
Because I got something for your ass, you sick motherfucker! I'm going to kill you if you come over here!
That's what I want to hear. Why you been holding out on me like that?
You come over here and
listen to you all this time, you never get any of it, huh? Why'd you hold out on me like that? That's right.
Thank you.
show, think about it. You got a good point, and you're right about the Guccione alien. But let's continue with Bud. We've got just a minute or so, Bud, so go ahead.
One quick thing about the Skeptical Inquirer magazine. One of the things about UFO investigators is that we look into a case because we don't know what the answer is. We look into a case, any given case, because we have three alternatives: that the person is lying to us, if it's an abduction case, or the person is somehow mentally deranged, or that the person is telling the truth. In other words, we have those three open-ended possibilities. Some of them, the woman on the bridge sent them completely voluntarily. I didn't even request them.
I'm no communist, and I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow. I like this private ownership, and I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business, and let me run my own.
Our education is proceeding apace as to how Russia operates and how they got the atom bomb, not by independent research, but from America, from traitors within our own ranks.
Stop all this nonsense, good boy, come on.
Hey, take it easy. Isn't this Jimmy Grimaldi?
Yes, doctor. Can I talk to you a minute?
Sure. You know, I almost ran you down this morning. You got to be careful when you're out in the road.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, slow down now. Look, school isn't as bad as all that.
School isn't what upsets him. It's my daughter-in-law. He's got the crazy idea she isn't his mother.
She isn't. Don't let her get me.
Nobody's going to get you, Jimmy.
How long has this been going on?
An hour ago, I found him hiding in the cellar having hysterics. He wouldn't tell me anything until I started to phone his mother. That's when he said Anna wasn't his mother.
Could you keep him with you for a day or so?
Of course.
Give him one of these every 4 hours during the day. And call me tomorrow and let me know how he's feeling.
Yes, doctor, thank you.
Don't let him get me!
Oh, nobody's going to get you, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. Open your mouth. In the words of the poet, I'll give you something to make you wise.
That's a good boy, Jimmy. I'm not going home.
You're going to stay at your grandmother's house. Would you call his mother and tell her that...
She's not my mother!
All right. Run along. Everything's going to be all right. You be a good boy now. Come on.
Good night. It is no secret. It is only this. It is only this. The willingness to be not only open, but to be agile with your consciousness. To be willing to move in different ways, in different patterns. To say, well, I don't know, I like this pattern that I'm working in right now. And yet you have certain complaints about it. It doesn't always give you excitement every day. But your aliveness is dependent on this ability to move quickly. Not to be stuck in the old ways. I tell you, this is the meaning of the New Age. The exposure of what was negative. The enlightenment of what is to change. And the willingness to make the change. Without remorse.
This will instill new life into you. Will instill long life into you. And will bring infinite pleasure.
You know, to use the imagination internet, you know, and be a visionary. You know, everyone can be a Red Auerbach now. And Bill Gates doesn't quite do that. He's still using the old techniques, you know, like groping his way around, you know. See, but he doesn't think he's groping. He thinks he's very, very aware, using all the time-tested business procedures, you know, of... you know, all these data analyses and, you know, resource development, all the protocols and the business wherewithals and so forth, all these completely computer-honed business skills, you know, which is like bringing arithmetic to Valhalla, virtually, you know. Arithmetic never had it so good as in modern-day business with computer crunching. You know, to still do linear logical, male-dominated only techniques. So that's what Bill Gates is doing now, and he's doing it excellently, but it's still very hit or miss, you know, like web TV. Is that going to be worth half a billion dollars? I mean, he does have virtually infinite money, but it isn't infinite. I mean, half a billion, you know, even Microsoft feels that. But it's not just half a billion, it's like all the manpower that's going to be invested in virally infecting web TV and, you know, mixing and melding and mixing chromosomes from the management teams and all that, all the stuff that's got to go on, all the man hours and all the business memoranda that's going to go between Microsoft and web TV. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but so that's what's really involved here, more than even the money. So they'll be busily involved with that. What if 6 months from now it's almost irrelevant?
Scar was gone.
No, it's still there.
Of course it's still there. What did you expect? He's still Ted. He's
Excuse
still
me,
husband.
Can I just say one
Please.
Thing?
He's still your husband,
but
Ted.
I know
Please.
Something that you...
Catherine.
Could
Please.
I just say
Please.
One thing?
Catherine. All right, just a minute. Just a minute.
Catherine.
Just give me a minute, will you? Just a minute. Will you trust me? Will you please trust me? Where's Elizabeth? Trust
I'm afraid.
Me.
I'm afraid.
I know, and I understand. Okay. Let me have your hand. Catherine, listen. Just trust me. Come on. That's not so bad, is it? Who's this behind you?
Ted.
That's right. Hold on. Come on. Just hold on. Hold on. Just relax now. You're going to be all right?
Yes. Yeah.
You feel better?
Yes. Yeah.
You want to go home now?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Will you come and see me tomorrow?
Please,
tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we'll all talk. Okay, the three of us?
So this rising political power of the masses is a hazard facing industrialists, and unless we control it,
we're going to be facing adversity. And they started right off with a big campaign in the late 30s. Well, the war sort of put it on hold. It then took off after the war, and the way it took off is pretty amazing. I thought I knew something about this stuff, but was surprised a couple of months ago when the first academic study came out. This is one of the major phenomena of American history. The first study just came out a couple months ago, giving some of the details of the propaganda offensive after the Second World War, which is pretty staggering, way beyond anything I had thought. I was very self-conscious. Leaders of the business community were talking about the need to indoctrinate people in the capitalist story in order to win the everlasting battle for the minds of men, unless we do it fast, you know, our way of life. We've got to sell our way of life, the capitalist story, and the rule of business, and so on, or else we're really in trouble. There's a social democratic spirit in the country. And all bars were down. They were reaching maybe 70 million people a week just with straight business propaganda. The Taft-Hartley law enabled workers to be propagandized in the workplace. You've got a captive audience, you can propagandize them in the workplace. About a third of textbook material in schools, a third, was simply supplied straight by business propaganda. That's an incredible figure. 20 or 30 million people a week were just watching propaganda films. On top of that, the whole entertainment industry was mobilized. You know, the movies and growing television and so on, with several goals. They went after everything. Churches, even sports leagues were organized to try to sell the capitalist story by instilling the right values and so on. The main purposes, you look through the whole, you know, you look at the movies and that kind of thing, were two big things. One, of course, is to demonize unions, because they're a democratizing force, so you got to get rid of them. They're one of the ways, the main way in which poor people can get together and do something, become participants, not spectators. So they had to be demonized. And the other thing, which is a little more tricky, was to demonize government and to create what's now called a mood of anti-politics. And that's a little tricky, because remember, these guys are the tools and tyrants of government. That is, they need a powerful state in order to protect them. That's why Gingrich and the Heritage Foundation want to increase the federal budget. They're not cutting it, they're increasing it. But they're increasing the parts that feed them, like the Pentagon system that goes up. The other part of the state security system, the prison system, goes up. You know, those go up. Everything that goes to people goes down. So you had to create a mood of anti-politics, which leaves a very powerful interventionist state but makes people hate the federal government. And the reason to make people hate the federal government is it has a defect. It's not that the government isn't bad, but the things that they're worried about are not what's bad. What they're worried about is what's good. The government has a defect, namely it's potentially influenceable by the population. Now, private corporations don't have that defect. They're pure tyrannies. There's nothing you can say about the GE management. But you can do something about federal government policy. And that defect, for good Madisonian reasons, has to be gotten rid of. They have to create a mood of anti-politics where everything is blamed on the federal government, and you don't notice the real power behind it. You're not supposed to read the Fortune 500 issues. And so you want to, if you're angry about the world, you don't blow up a corporate headquarters, you blow up a government office. That's the kind of mood that has to be created, because the government has this terrible defect of potential democracy. And that has been done. The country is very, you know, attitudes haven't changed a lot in the country, but people are deeply confused about the source of their problem. And there is a kind of a mood of anti-politics, very irrational mood of anti-politics of this kind, which is simply putting more and more power into the hands of the private tyrannies, which are unaccountable, transnational in scope, control a huge amount of the economy, have the kinds of advantages that I've been talking about. Incidentally, the end of the Cold War has something to do with this, but very little. Well, there isn't time to run through the details, and you know them anyway, but there's been a tremendous rollback campaign in the last 20, 25 years to try to reverse the achievements for democracy and human rights and so on that had indeed been won through popular struggle over many, many years. It's not the first time, you know, it's happened before. The predictions of perfection and the end of history were wrong before. It is a gloomy portent in many ways, But we should bear in mind that if the daring depravity of the times that Madison was talking about, if that persists, then we don't have anyone to blame but ourselves.
I have loved very much the poet from Oregon, William Stafford, and he died last August, and there was a lot of grief, a lot of grief to all of us. He was 79 years old. He had a good death, but still, I miss him a lot. So, for 20 years or so, he wrote a poem every morning, and after he died, I took that up. So, what I'm going to read you now is poems, a little selection of those poems I write in the morning. And we may get seven done if we're lucky. In the morning, when you're writing and you have to write, you can't always write what you want to write. You can't always go out showing your best side.
That woman's husband's not her husband. I saw him today with Jeffrey. He's one of them. And she knows about it, and nobody's helping her.
That's not true. Somebody's helping her.
I'm glad you heard that. David Kibner, Elizabeth Driscoll.
I've been hearing it all week. It's getting very popular.
What's that? What's getting popular?
I was trying to tell you that I also
know somebody who's changed.
Can we go outside and talk about it? Listen, there's a lady up top.
What's the matter with her?
It's like there's some kind of a hallucinatory flu going around. People seem to get over it in a day or two. All I can do is treat the symptoms.
She's gonna be okay.
Good night's sleep wouldn't hurt.
Oh, Mr. Gianni, what are you doing here?
This is must reading, Mrs. Belichick. Worlds in Collision by Velikovsky.
Oh, yes, I've read that many times. Have you read Star Maker by Olaf Stapleton? That's must reading, too. It's awfully late, Mr. Gianni.
You're so smart.
Oh, Mr. Gianni, you've been sitting in that mud too long. It's possible to overdo it, you know. Oh, by the way, thank you for that plant you gave me last time.
To half a billion, it's all that man, all that time it took that they took up dealing with all that. Like Apple was really bad at that. I mean, the kind of shit that Apple has been doing, well, you're probably aware of it. Yeah, they've been doing it for that kind of shit for a long time. And, yeah, the worst thing that ever happened to Apple was that they were a great money-making company. Yeah, it was kind of like Concept Synergy. They just had a money machine that wouldn't quit. They all went arrogant on themselves.
So, Teddy, what did you think of the puppet show?
In the eyes we'd meet with these villages. First of all, this is interesting because imagine now somebody in that situation. And we found ourselves here in an interesting position in this village. There were, we came across 13 villages up in the Altiplano that were all really starving to death. And we hadn't expected this, and we didn't have a budget for it, and we didn't have the money to handle 13 villages. So we said to them, we said to one of the villages, we can handle four of you, you and the three others that are local. We'll do that this year, and then next year when we can, we'll handle the other nine. And they said, you don't understand. If you give us money for the four, we'll divide it up among the 13. They said, because in our holy book, the Popol Vuh, it says, if you're walking along as a group and somebody stumbles and falls, you help them get up, and then everybody walks a little slower. Can you hear that one? Hear how different that is than the world we live in. Just hear it, because it's very important. The sense of identity with the group.
WZBC out of Newton. Of course, the new synergy will be that everyone will do their heart's desire, and the group will have an existence of its own greater than the sum of all of these individual successes. And you can forget concepts like slowing down for the weak link and all that human mythology that never existed. I decree right now, All histories, totally imagined, each time you think of them now, the creation of the universe, all the gods, create them in this moment by thinking some fictional theory, and there they are. Whoops. Can't keep it up, huh? They disappeared on you again. Wait, create it again. Again, create it right now or forever. Hold your argument. There is no creation of the universe. The sound of one hand clapping. And anything you can think of. But the best thing we can do is unthink of them. Very easy. We're good at it. You might say we were born unto it. WZBC in Newton only exists when you turn it on. And even then, it's usually gone. New Metaphysics version. The Pope is my co-pilot, whatever a Pope is. If I'm insulting anyone, I am so glad. Please concentrate on your anger, and I will pick it up through the ether and relay it back to you with my additive influence. This would be fun. How come he doesn't sing? That's what I want to know. For Jews, the cantor sings, and he's very emotive about it. Very much pathos. Soulful. The Pope doesn't sing. I'm very disappointed. He just walks around acting as though he knows everything. I mean, anyone can do that. So, New Metaphysics. Looking at 2 o'clock, possibly a semi-permeable membrane. Here in the days, the last days of life as you've known it, whoops, forgot all about it. Don't know it anymore. 552-4686. If you want to talk to me personally on the phone, live, touch the Great One, you may do so. Of course, if it isn't your moment for greatness, you probably will refrain from doing so and think you had some other reason for it. But it's really because you just couldn't handle the vibrant glow of the experience, right? Just yet. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. till 2, I, Gary Geiserman, come into the studio with many, many tapes and proceed to do my thing. An emissary of the papal religious conglomerate, Catholicism Incorporated, funding my show via the Office of Naval Intelligence as per secret government regs. So in about 1 year's time, now let's say a year and a half's time, fall of 98, I want you to remember that time window. The fall of 98, my friends. Many things will disappear, and you won't think it's unusual. And that's the rub. That's the McClusian, Warholian, Duchampian rub. Rub-a-dub-dub. High, low, left, right, good, bad. All points intersect in the commonplace, unnoticed. I predict this for the fall of 98 and thenceforward. The whimper, not the revolution.
Well, I had two talks here, one last night and one this morning, and didn't have any title for either of them, so as I mentioned last night, if you were there, I just decided to divide it up and focus mostly on the international arena last night and on domestic affairs this morning. And the links are quite close anyway, but there's a kind of a different focus. As an illustration of how close the links are, let me begin with some very recent news, which hasn't gotten too much publicity, but it's quite important. It's from Decatur, Illinois. That's an old working-class town in Illinois, where the most important labor actions of certainly the last 50 or 60 years have been going on for several years now. It's kind of a sort of a final effort by major transnational corporate power to destroy the last remnants of American industrial unionism. They took on the big unions, the UAW and rubber workers and so on. There's one lockout, a British-owned transnational, Tate & Lyle, which made their money in the slave trade and have been progressing since. A second one was a Japanese-owned transnational, a rubber plant. There the strike had already collapsed. And the third one was an American-owned corporation, Caterpillar. And they've been holding out. They've been insisting on a very punitive contract for several years, refusing to budge. Finally, after a couple of years of striking, strike funds depleted, very little support, nobody knows about it, last weekend there was a vote of the workforce on whether to accept what amounts to the original contract. The workforce voted 80% to turn it down, and the union accepted it. And you can hardly criticize them. The strike funds are gone. You know, they don't really have a way of keeping it going. So the strike is over with complete defeat. The New York Times business pages described it as a rout, which is pretty accurate. Over the years, there's been very little coverage of it. There's also been very little interest in it on the part of, including the, you know, what's loosely called the movement of the left, the activist groups, the peace and justice groups, and so on, have paid no attention to it and given it no support. I've seen that a lot.
Home run. Okay. You and me, Lucy. We're gonna show him, baby.
Something weird's happening on the net.
As in what, you hapless techno-weenie?
The accounting subdirector in the Gibson's working really hard. We got one person online, and the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
Yo, showtime!
Yeah. What's going on?
4, 3, 2, 1...
Welcome to our show!
Hack the Planet!
And
for those late night hacks,
Don't Cola, the soft drink of the elite hacker.
Who are these guys?
It's Razor and Blade.
Find a payphone in a remote room.
Razor and Blade?
That's right, this is a payphone.
Don't ask. As you can see, it's just a simple micro cassette recorder. Hook it up to the phone and drop in $5 and quarters.
Record the tones that the coins made, and hang up and get your money back.
And never again pay for a service that would be dirt cheap.
If it weren't run by a bunch of profiteering gluttons.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime. It's a survival trait.
Baby, I'm...
I think we're going to see the Jewish menace gone. I think we're going to see the alien menace gone. The Bible tells us that it's going to be a time come when the people from every land are going to rush back to their own country. And we're going to see the blacks taken off en masse for Africa. We're going to see the yellow people taken off en masse for Asia. Hasten that day, Lord. Hasten that day.
It's human to do that. It's very tempting.
That they were supposed to be different.
Human to do that. It's very tempting.
Behind a culture that was blinded by the fact that that they were supposed to be different.
They got so enamored with what they were what they gave birth to, that they couldn't bear to let it have its own life. They had to keep thinking it was them rather than the Macintosh. That was the great thing, you know. That's the whole difference there. If they would have realized that Mac was the great thing, they would have done what was needed for Mac to live a long and fulfilling life. You know, they would have cared for it. Instead, they cared for themselves. And the fact that they were making all this very easy profit year after year was just fed their ego. And they developed this, this hubris of the baby boomers, you know, which we're seeing, like, in Concept Synergy. That's what I see with those people. They think they have something. And the more they really know that what they have is Lazarus, and that they're the caretakers and the distributors of something that isn't them, the more they want to go into denial about that and try to feel that it's themselves that's what's of value here. And because they aren't in the equation trying to promote themselves as the thing that's valuable, creates this unending desire, you know, demand for even more hubris. Because, you know, if it was like half and half, and they tried to make themselves be the more valuable one, at least they'd have something to work with. But since they're not involved in the equation at all, making themselves the focus of their own affections is so dry that there's nothing to feed off of, and all they've got is this empty shell of arrogance and self-centered self-importance with a kind of arrogant macho.
Notice anything strange about the dog? Anything at all?
Strange? No.
What was the dog doing in the rec room?
I don't know. It's just wandering around camp all day.
Are you saying to me the dog wasn't put in the kennel until last night?
Right.
How long were you alone with that dog?
I don't know, an hour. Hour and a half, maybe. What the hell are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's probably nothing. It's nothing at all.
Is that him?
Yeah, that is.
It's
not a joke.
What is it? What the hell is it?
Just keep calm, Nancy.
Keep calm.
Is it contagious?
Any of your customers seen this?
No.
It'd ruin us. It's all we'd need.
Look, I'm calling the police.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Nancy, don't. Because I think Jack is right. Not immature, exactly. He's got an adult face.
It's a monster. It's got hair all over it.
It's vague.
Nose, lips, ear,
hands, everything. But it's got no detail, no character. It's unformed.
Jack, don't touch it. You don't know where it's been.
No respiration.
It's got no fingerprints.
No fingerprints? Like a fetus.
You just said it was an adult.
I said it was an adult because it was tall. How tall are you, Jack?
6'4".
How much do you weigh?
170. Why?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Matthew. Oh, Jack.
Whitley, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what happened to you?
I think I'd like to go home.
So it's my wife and I, you know, we have a family too, and we have to think about this. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Come back.
I wish you'd stay.
I tried hypnosis, I tried this, I tried that, I tried this, I tried that. No, it's not working. I have to do something for myself.
You expect things. You expect answers so quickly. We don't even know all the questions yet.
Of course. But if I was in my right mind, I would know that too.
There's nothing the matter with your mind. Be patient. Take care.
Saw something in his radar that looked like two large aircraft carriers joined together in terms of size. And an aircraft carrier is 440 yards long. Two of them together would be a half a mile by a half a mile. This is that wheel that was spoken of in Ezekiel that has become a reality. It's over the heads of us in North America. And soon you shall see these wheels over the major cities of America. It is above top secret by the United States government. And if it were gibberish, they made an awful lot of money, Mr. Koppel, on that movie called Independence Day, was about that which you call gibberish, and it flooded the theater.
Yes, it did. It was fiction, and just for the record, what President Carter spoke about was a UFO. There was no specificity about the kind of thing that you're talking about. He was asked whether he believed in UFOs, and he said yes.
And he said he saw it, and he said when he became president, he would open up that information, which he never did.
That's correct.
But that information is leaking out now to the American people.
Minister Farrakhan, it's always too short when I have you on the program and too infrequent. I hope you'll come again soon. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
I suppose I'm not surprised. We called the Army, and they, of course, won't comment about this. What's your reaction to that?
Well, both the Army and the Defense Intelligence Agency, to whom we were transferred, it will still remain pretty mum for years to come on that kind of project.
Describe what it is that you did. What are you talking about here?
We were what my company calls technical remote viewers. In the early 90s, it was the phrase was coordinate remote viewing. We were essentially trained psychics that worked at Joint Chiefs of Staff level against high-value intelligence targets.
Tell us about some of your missions.
Survival trait.
I disguised myself as an Alabama state trooper and penetrated the FBI NCIC.
Pervert. What are you talking about?
The FBI computer holds files on 20 million Americans. I just hacked into it.
Congratulations. Too much machine for you.
Yeah?
I use in cases of hostage crises to locate missile batteries, but mostly to penetrate foreign facilities and programs of a scientific and technical nature.
You know, a country has biological weapons, and that information is kept secret in some place. You then do what?
I was the operations and training officer of the unit, would formulate a targeting package, and we would, in essence, use a satellite photograph or an agent's description of a place on the ground, and we would go into either an altered state. This was a trained program, or we would use the techniques that are commercially available now to provide information on persons, places, things, or events.
So you're using sort of accepted technology that we're familiar with, like satellite photos. And so you got satellite photos, you sort of get as much information as the science can give you. Is that correct?
We don't need that, but we'd like to have that. We actually don't need it. It makes our work a little bit harder. We can come up with the same results if we had nothing at all.
I hope you don't screw like your type.
Has a killer refresh rate.
P6 chip. Triple the speed of the Pentium.
Yeah, it's not just the chip. It has a PCI bus. But you knew that.
Indeed. RISC architecture is going to change everything.
Yeah, RISC is good. Sure this sweet machine's not going to waste.
Crash override. What was it? Mess with the best, die like the rest.
Yeah.
Are you challenging me?
Name your stakes.
If I win, you become my slave.
Your slave?
You wish. You'll do shit work, scan, crack copyrights, whatever I want.
Deal. And if I win?
Make it my firstborn.
Make it our first date.
You're not gonna win.
And you have to smile.
I don't do dates. But I don't lose either, so you're on.
He loved the puppet show, and he's glad to have friends like all of
All right.
Oh, good. Friends are special, so important, they make the world go round.
They like helping one another in school or on the playground. Friends are there to help each other when one is feeling sad.
Being friends is very special, be a friend and you'll be glad.
Friends are social, so important, and it's the world to go round. We like helping one another in school or on the playground. Friends are there to help each other when one is feeling sad. Being friends is very special, be a friend and you'll be glad. Being friends is very special, be a friend and you'll be glad.
Now that you're friends again, which one of you gets to keep your Barney in the playground picture?
I don't know. Let's talk about it, Derek.
Okay. What have you and Michael decided, Derek?
We decided to share the picture.
With each other?
Nope. With a friend.
Tasha, we want you to have our picture. Oh, thank you. That'll remind me the day I met you.
Now I want a picture of my friends together.
But Barney, we don't have time for you to draw our picture.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just use my camera.
It's not lost on you. This sounds fantastic, obviously.
I'm
trying to help it be clearer what you're talking about. You go into an altered state, and using telepathy, you can determine what?
Telepathy is more of an active word. Remote viewing, the way that we conduct it, is a passive thing. We no longer use altered states. A discovery at Stanford Research Institute in the early 80s, 1982, allowed us to use a different technique that we call coordinate remote viewing. That was the military term.
All right, but this is a mental process that
you're
doing.
That's correct. It's a psychic process.
And what do you get?
We get detailed words and sketches, and we can put together models using our hands. Words, sketches, and models that allow us to reconstruct events, places, provide a lot of detail on people, intent, those kinds of things.
And this is accurate. You're telling us this is accurate.
It's accurate to the extent that my company provides a 100% money-back guarantee on the products we provide to our commercial clients. No one has been able to do that in history. Psychically produced data, 100% correct. That we provide.
So, for example, Saddam Hussein, biological weapons. What is it that you did?
The United Nations, the head of the UN biological and chemical and nuclear inspection team, had bottomed out. She could not use CIA, KGB, MI5, or 6 British intelligence products to locate.
It's not products. I'm sorry. The word product sounds funny to me.
Information, intelligence. Intelligence bottomed out. Intelligence community could
no
longer
provide. There was
no
more information. They could not find out anything. Okay.
No, unlike nuclear weapons, for instance, it's very easy to spot magnetrons and large devices.
Right,
biological weapons are easy to hide and store.
It's hard to spot with the technology.
Correct. So we, in essence, we essentially turn our attention and our unconscious attention towards Saddam Hussein, and we qualified the term with biological weapons program. And we searched that out. Think of a collective unconscious database, if you will. And we went using that as a search term. We go into the collective unconscious using very structured, highly disciplined and rigorous techniques, and we pull out details.
And what did you get?
We described places, former bunkers that had been disguised as bombed out facilities under which he was hiding pharmaceutical products that were in reality biological warfare toxins.
This, you know, it's so fantastic. It's like, you know, again, it's not lost on you that this is hard for the average person to believe.
Back up and go through it once more, step by step. You all thought you saw a body at the bath. You thought it was dead. You didn't know what it was. You touched it. All of you touched it. Nancy, you saw it open its eyes.
It looked right at me.
And Belichick, you saw its eyes open.
No, I saw its nose bleed.
Well, if you saw its nose bleed, and Nancy saw its eyes open, he must have been alive.
Doc, David, what you're doing, well, you're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Matthew, what else would it be?
It was something, but it was not human.
It had white hair on it.
It was growing. When the one at Jack's place was... It was like Jack, but it wasn't as developed as the one at Elizabeth's place.
It had tendrils on it.
The one at Elizabeth's place was duplicating her.
And if Matthew hadn't taken me out of there, the same thing that's happened to Jeffrey would have happened to me.
Elizabeth, would you please tell me, in your opinion, exactly what is happening?
People are being duplicated. And once it's happened to you, you're part of this thing. It almost happened to me.
Look, the reason that you don't believe Elizabeth is because the other body disappeared. Now it disappeared because Jeffrey took it.
Yeah, well then what happened to my other body then?
Oh, people, will you please listen to yourselves? Will you please listen to what you're saying?
Every sin and deed, word or thought, no matter how long forgotten, must be truly confessed and punished.
I'm on medication.
I'm on medication.
I love to feel it. It get hard in my mouth.
Here a ridiculous point in the church's teachings is made.
It is a blessing of God. I've got knocked out. It's all happened to me twice in my ministry since the very beginning of it. I get excited.
You little bastard.
Someone made a grab for me, but several other people jumped in between, and the police and so forth, and that solved that problem right there.
Sin.
Rancid love. Space of hatred.
So close.
Go back outside.
Eternal I.
Slave.
And it was like a puzzle. It was like figuring out a puzzle.
fitting in, and it was like a pup. Mind was jumping all the time. And everything was fitting in. And everything was fitting in.
Oh, it was great.
My mind was jumping all the time.
It was great.
My mind was jumping,
was fitting in,
and it was like a puzzle. It was like figuring out a puzzle.
My mind was jumping,
was fitting in, and it was like a puzzle. It was like a jigsaw puzzle, and I would fit a piece in, and then things would start to fit around it, and I would fit a piece in.
Hear this, I just picture you just sitting down and just pouring these pages out, page after page.
With the one thing. Because it had abandoned me. It was not available to me.
I can deal with a body being moved. I can even deal with a body getting up and leaving, but
it was like we had the and I had been friends, and then something happened and I didn't.
Well, this is a science fiction song about children from another galaxy who have.
I can even deal with a body getting up and leaving, but when you start talking about his other body, her other body.
Well, this is a science fiction song about children from another galaxy.
And I had done something terrible, and the quit didn't come to my birthday party.
And death, and I can do all of them.
Well, this is a science fiction song about children from another galaxy who had set their controls for the harm of the sun.
I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I was trained to teach growing youngsters that voting and saluting were the essence of Americanism.
No reason, you know? And yeah, wouldn't call me and wouldn't write to me and didn't, and...
Yeah?
Go fix the phone.
Roger. You got another couple, man?
Okay. Joey, take his place.
What? Me?
Take his place, man. Do it.
Cereal?
You can do it. Just do it.
Yeah, you're counting. Just do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's boot up.
Thank you.
I'm shut down completely.
The green light, when the green light's blinking, there's something wrong.
What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just a minor glitch.
Minor glitch with you seems to turn into a major catastrophe.
Shit, sir. There's a new virus in the database.
What's happening?
It's replicating, eating up memory. What do I do?
Type cookie, you idiot. I'll head him off at the pass.
We have a zero bug attacking all login and overlay files.
Run antivirus. Give me a systems display.
Now we've lost that 26. Nope, make that 10 to 40. And 1 through 6.
Die, dickweeds.
A rabbit is in the administration system.
Send a flu shot.
Rabbit, flu shot, someone talk to me.
A rabbit replicates till it overloads a file, then it spreads like cancer.
Cancer? It's the Gibson. It's finding us too fast.
Man, there's too many garbage files. I need more time.
They're at Grand Central Station, lower level. Don't screw up.
Go! No, get out of here! Go! No. Everybody, let's move! Move it!
Go!
No. Get the hell out of the way! Come on! 30 seconds! Over!
Game's over. Last chance to get out of this without a prison sentence. You're not good enough to beat me. Shit.
Yeah, maybe I'm not. We are, you asshole.
Give it up.
3 minutes to capsize.
Just give it up.
Are we fashionably late?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, 用意できたからやってみよう。
Готов. Поехали.
Sì, sono pronta. Andiamo.
I'm making spoon bread.
Please. Well, it's inside you.
Who had set their controls for the heart of his son.
I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I was trained to teach growing youngsters.
I'm making spoon bread.
Who had set their controls for the heart of his son.
Miles, am I going crazy? Don't spare me. I've got to know.
No, you're not.
I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
Even these days, it isn't as easy to go crazy as you might think.
talking about his other body, her other body, people being duplicated. Will you listen to how that sounds?
I was trained to teach growing youngsters.
You don't have to be losing your mind to need psychiatric help.
You think we know how insane this sounds, boy?
Buddy, get together. Say friends.
Friends.
Oh, that'll be a great picture.
Dead voting and saluting.
What do you think we're doing? You think we're making it up? What?
You better make it up, Pilgrim. Make it up just as fast as you pitter-pat can. My good Quaker friend. It's the ground is sinking, you see, and you have to make it up to stay neutral. I mean even. I mean getting even. Got to give that up. Out of Newton, WZBC, 1,000 watts of juicy, vital, cerebro bodily fluids teleportated out, broadcast style, straight and just for you. You kinky little devils, you. Don't think we don't know what you're doing here at Big Brother Central. We know. We have probes. Probes developed by the military alien confab. Unreported in the government corporate controlled media. Now largely involved with political / entertainment titillations, along with the usual car wrecks and the occasional severe coastal storms.
We're the essence of Americanism.
So don't think we don't know what's going on in our country. Country are us, if you will. You're not doing anything we don't want you to do. You can, however, enjoy more. This is up to you a little bit. Kind of like barbecue. Depends when you put the sauce on. So you do have this internal kind of interpolated control. Here at WZBC, the new metaphysics program of broadcasted radio programming. Just for you. Navy approved programming content. Office of Naval Intelligence, that is. Not your usual Navy. Fall 98. Market. It will unhappen. The very core of surrealism, my friends. The Duchampian dream will be dreamed then. The secret talent at the kernel of humanity un. The secret meaning of UN. Not to be done. Being or doing, not undoing. The secret meaning of being. This is not discussed in staterooms where board members drink fine cognac and the occasional El Cubano cigar, and that is its secret. It is not discussed there. It is not discussed on the dark side of the moon, where the secret government has underground bases using advanced alien military technologies. It's not discussed there either. Nor at S4. Underground. Nor at that Ohio military base, where double tetrahedral triangular shaped time space craft are busily being flown, many flights. Not discussed there either. Nor in Philadelphia in 1943, where an entire battleship was teletransported 20 years forward into time. But not in Philadelphia. Out on Long Island, Montauk, to be exact, was not discussed there. Fall 98. Market.
While I was also teaching them the principles that would destroy democracy.
I'm so much happier at my new school now that I have some new friends.
I knew that would help you feel better, Tasha.
During his career, H.L. Mencken was called a ghoul, maggot, toad, buzzard, swine, cockroach, hyena, jackal, cock crowing on a dung heap, a lecher, a prig, a Nazi, and a communist. Crowing on a dung heap, a lecher, a prig, a Nazi, and a communist.
Orwell, miniskirts? Of course.
I'm all along to come real quick, because I don't be there just a buck.
Sex and a single girl.
When you come back up to attention, I don't want to see you.